Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. Well, I always say it, and it's always true, Laguna Beach Live goes from strength to strength. They have a bunch of shows coming up at, already started actually, at the Rose Garden at Hotel Laguna. And I'm going to talk to Lau Tizer in a minute, who's performing there on August the 3rd from 6 to 8pm. There's the usual full bar and food available and all that stuff. Tickets at lagunabeachlive.org. But I will mention that again in a few moments' time. Lau's on the phone with me right now. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Jason. Thanks so much.
Oh, it's just a pleasure to talk to you. I've been listening to your music all morning. And it's really quite diverse. I mean, I was listening to your personal music. I know that you're bringing an incredible band named after you, Tizer, to this gig. But I wanted to talk to you a bit about your solo career first. Mm-hmm. I found three albums to listen to this morning, and they're all very different. Passages, the latest one, 2009, okay, was kind of a mellow, more of a mellow vibe than the album before, Diversify. Mm-hmm. How do you decide what you're going to do and what the parameters are going to be when you set out to make an album?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been I'm 37 years old now, and I got a very early start in music. I actually made my first self-produced solo record. I think I did my first one when I was 14 or 15, when I was in high school, just at home. So it's been quite a journey. You know, the group and me solo career, they're kind of one and the same, to be honest. I mean, pretty much everything is my original compositions, and the approach to the music has always been pretty much cohesively the same. But as far as like direction for a given album, I mean, I just kind of go with what is in me or inspiring me at that moment in time. You know, we're all, I think every piece of art, whether it's music or visual or whatever, is kind of a snapshot of the creator at that time, or the creators, I should say.
Yeah. But it's very eclectic, your thing. You know, sometimes you interview people and you listen to their records over years and you go, okay, there's a progression here in, I don't know, skill, or I don't know what it is really. Sometimes there's a progression in just emotional quality to the music. But your music is so great because it's so all over the place. It's not just jazz or jazz rock, or I hear elements of classical music in there and obviously sort of Afro-Cuban or Caribbean rhythms. Have you always been that way? Have you always been that sort of dude who's sort of just all over the place?
Yeah, I mean, my tastes have always been quite diverse ever since, you know, I grew up in a family, obviously, with a unique name. My dad always had a very large collection of kind of eclectic, you know, world music and the music of his generation. So I grew up being exposed to a lot of great classical stuff and then world music, like, and when I say world, I mean, you know, all around the world, stuff like Japanese, you know, shakuhachi flute and Ravi Shankar and music of Sufis and Native American flute, Carlos Sakai. So I heard all this stuff as a young kid. I didn't actually get into jazz until my later teens. So I think all of that just kind of, it's like what you're fed or what you feed yourself, whether you're an athlete or whether you're a musician, right? For an athlete, what they eat and put in their body affects what, you know, what they're able to get out of it. Same thing with music or art, what you're fed and kind of what inspires you, you know, stays with you throughout your life. So I think that's why I have a kind of diverse, eclectic mix of styles. But what people have always said to me is that even though that's the case, like, because it's mostly my composition, there's still a very common thread, even though stylistically there's different influences. And I just think, you know, audiences, I know for me as an audience member, I like to hear stuff that's diverse and kind of touches on all sorts of styles.
taste there of the music of Lau Tizer. And Lau Tizer is coming to town on August 3rd for part of Laguna Beach Live's Jazz Wednesdays series at the Rose Garden Hotel Laguna from 6 to 8pm. Tickets at lagunabeachlive.org. And Lau is on the phone with me right now. We've been talking about the eclectic nature of his music over the years. And I didn't mean to say that you're just all over the map in terms of music. It's always sounds like you, and that's really a solid sort of foundation. Absolutely. I've got to ask you about On Golden Solder, that first record. There's a song called, or a track called Pearl Street, and you know we're on the corner of Pearl Street and Pacific Coast Highway here. Where is Pearl Street?
That's interesting. I did not know there was a Pearl Street in Laguna, actually, but I grew up in Boulder, Colorado, and for anybody who's been there to visit, there's a very famous downtown area called the Pearl Street Mall, which is like 4 or 5 blocks long of just old red brick, right? So you can't drive down it, and there's all kinds of shops and restaurants. And when I was a kid, actually, that's where I first started performing when I was in, I was like 14 or 15, so I was just a freshman in high school or something. But there was all sorts of like summer festivals. They'd have arts festivals. There was different buskers and performers out there, musicians, and also like, you know, variety acts and stuff. It was a very active environment and a cool place to get your, to get a start.
Yeah, that's interesting, because as I say, we're here in our Pearl Street studio. So the band that you're bringing to Laguna on August 3rd, I should mention this, that you're coming on August 3rd to Jazz Wednesdays at the Hotel
Correct.
Lagoon and the Rose Garden. Have you been there before? It's a beautiful venue.
I have not, actually. I don't know if I've ever been to Hotel Laguna. I've been to Laguna many times, played down there before, but I don't think I've been to Hotel Laguna, and definitely haven't been in the Rose Garden.
What's the makeup of the band that's going to play at that show?
Yeah, we'll be a quartet on the 3rd, so it'll be myself on keys, a great drummer, Gene Coy, a bassist named Anthony Crawford, and then kind of one of the really, really well-known percussionists and a native of L.A., named Manyungo Jackson, who's worked with like Miles Davis and Stevie Wonder for 25 years and all kinds of people. It'll be a lot of fun. We always just kind of, you know, let it all hang out and see where the music takes us. Every show's different.
Well, great, man. We'll see you on August 3rd for Jazz Wednesdays, Laguna Beach Live's Jazz Wednesday series. Lau Tizer, I would not miss this if I were you. Go to lagunabeachlive.org or call 949-715-9713. Call my wife, Ava. She does the admin for Laguna Beach Live. Just drive her crazy and make sure you get tickets for this. It's going to be fantastic. Lau, thank you very much for talking to me, man.
Thank you so much for the time, Jason. I appreciate it, and we'll look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks down there. See you, Jason. Thanks so much.